I got you a gift.
Me a gift?
Yeah.
For what?
Because I'm just such a great sister.
You want it?
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised you didn't see it over there.
I didn't. I'm kind of nervous.
You never... One of those are like mine and one of yours. Oh, of course. But no, you can have whichever one you want.
Of course. You get me a gift for you. Aww. Is that your fingerprint?
Yeah.
No, I can frame you. What are they, different colors?
It's two different designs. One is just like a hand, and then one's thumbprints all over, and different fingerprints all over.
And then along with that, I got...
Ooh, are we drinking that today? Drink that!
Celebrate!
Where did you get the 19 crumbs?
At CVS. Oh. And listen to this. When you download the app.
This one says podcast. This one don't say podcast.
Yeah, they're a little different. I said that. Watch the phone.
Convicted of crime 18. Spared the hangman's noose. Banished to Australia.
He's talking.
I found true love in the most unlikely of places.
Isn't that crazy?
Is this our story today?
No, I wish. But I thought that was insane. Whether or not red wine is good, we'll find out.
All right, I got my riddle for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. A man is found murdered on a Sunday morning. His wife calls the cops, and they question the wife and all the staff. And they all had their alibis. The wife said that she was sleeping. The butler was cleaning the closet. The gardener was picking veggies. And the maid was getting the mail. The cook was making breakfast. Immediately, the police arrested the murderer. Who did it, and how did the police know?
What day was he killed on?
He was found murdered on a Sunday morning.
And what were the people doing again? I gotta get all my facts right.
The wife was sleeping.
Okay.
The butler was cleaning the closet.
Mm-hmm.
The gardener was picking the veggies.
Mm-hmm.
The maid was getting the mail, and mm-hmm. the cook was making breakfast.
We're going to say the dude that was cleaning the closet.
Why?
Because he was cleaning the blood from killing the dude.
You're wrong.
What?
You literally got all four riddles in a row wrong. It was the maid getting the mail because the mail don't run on Sundays.
Oh my. Well, if it's in the household of us.
I know. I check the mail on Sundays too.
No. Anthony gets Amazon Prime.
No.
Comes. And now we'll get stuff in our legit mailbox on a Sunday. And I'm like, hell no, where is it going? I don't know what to do.
All right, well, you're wrong. We got one more riddle on this page. And then I got more.
Okay.
Coming
so,
for you.
I got something for you.
Another gift?
No, I got a guzzle first.
Guzzle.
Okay. How would you feel if you got arrested and charged with a first-degree murder?
I'd be terrified because there'd be no way.
Okay, hold on. It gets a little worse. And then you get charged with life in prison and no possible parole for murder that you did not commit.
I feel like my life was over because ain't no getting out of that then.
Yeah. So we're going to take a deep dive into a story that happened to. And before we get there, I want to ask you, do you remember the hiccup girl?
The hiccup?
The hiccup girl.
Like,
yeah. No? Okay. Jennifer Meade was born on July 28, 1991, and she lived in Vermont with her mother, Rachel, her stepfather, Chris, and her four sisters. Jennifer was a normal child. She was very loving, caring. She would help her mom feed and take care of her younger sister and would basically act like their second mom. One day when Jennifer was in class, her life changed forever. On January 23rd, 2007, she was 15 years old at the time, and she started hiccuping in class and could not stop. 5 minutes passed, 20 minutes passed, 3 days passed,
27 years passed,
well, 5 weeks passed, and then she finally stopped. Could you imagine hiccuping for 5 weeks?
No. What about her sleeping?
24/7. She was hiccuping more than 50 times a minute constantly.
No, absolutely not.
So just imagine the pain and the frustration she was going through. She said that she would get back pain, throat pain, stomach pain, chest pain, just from constantly doing like the hiccup motion. So, that would drive me insane.
Yeah, no.
So during the search to figure out how to stop the hiccups, she gained the world's attention, and she gained a 15 minutes of fame being the hiccup girl. Jennifer appeared on different TV shows, such as The Today Show and other news channels. She even got to meet Keith Irwin. But Jennifer and her family would get crazy suggestions. She heard, take a teaspoon of sugar, take a teaspoon of peanut butter, take a teaspoon of mustard. And people also suggested that she should smoke weed, and in all hopes that would stop her hiccups. The hiccups would eventually stop one day when she started taking a Tourette medication, and then she had like this special cup, and I tried to find a picture of this special cup that she would drink out of, but I never could. But with the Tourette medicine and the special cup that she would drink out of, the hiccups eventually stopped. So her family eventually moved to Florida, and a few years go by, and then Jennifer started acting tough. She became more of a rebel. Her and her stepdad was not getting along whatsoever. She ran away once, and her parents became worried that they even filled out a missing persons report. And Jennifer did eventually come back home. At the age 17, Jennifer dropped out of high school, and she moved out of her parents' house, and she would couch surf from different friends' couches and even to different hotels. When she was 19, she started dating a guy named Lamont Newton, and Jennifer's parents met this boyfriend a few times. Rachel and Chris both seemed to like him and thought Lamont was a genuine guy. Jennifer and Lamont ended up moving in with a friend named Lamont Rayford and a girl named Jennifer Charon. And I'm going to like probably butcher all these people's names up because it's Jennifer Me, Jennifer Charon, Lamont, and Laron.
A bunch of Jennifers and L's.
Okay, so
just to make you kind of know what's going on, you're not going to know the names that's going with
it. It's like too close of names. So on October 23rd, 2010, Jennifer Me, Lamont, Laron, and Jennifer Charon all wanted to go see the movie Paranormal Activities.
But oh, remember when we used to watch them together?
Yes.
All right, side note, keep going.
So, Jennifer Me did not have money, so Jennifer Me and Laron decided they would do one of their scams that they normally would do to get money. So, what the two would do is Jennifer would find somebody online, ask them to meet up, and then Laron would rob the guy. Okay? So, that night, they decided they would work the scam, and it was going to be the three of them, Laron, Lamont, and Jennifer Me. And they were going to rob 22-year-old Shannon. And if I say Shannon, it's just because it's spelled Shannon, but it's pronounced Shannon. But they were going to rob 22-year-old Shannon Griffin. Shannon was born on January 23rd, 1998. He originally lived in Forest County, Mississippi, but when Hurricane Katrina hit, it destroyed his home, so he had to move to Florida, where one of his cousins lived in St. Peter's. While in Florida, he worked at Walmart, and he was working on his goals in life, such as to go to college and to get the heck out of Florida, is what they said. He was ready to go. So Shannon and Jennifer met on, I've never heard of this thing, and I'll mention it in another place, but it was called MoCo. Have you ever heard of MoCo?
No. Oh, no. MoCo. And we'll, so is that like a dating site?
We'll get to that later on, exactly what it is, because I can't find it in my notes right off, but I have it in there. So the two talked for a little bit before they actually met. Shannon told his family that he was going on a date, and they said it sounded legit because he was dressed up nice, he was wearing cologne, but Jennifer claims she was only meeting Shannon just so she could sell him weed. And since she was not a weed dealer, she was bringing Lamont and LaRon with her because I guess one of the two sold weed. She's like, I introduce them. I like get them acquainted, blah, 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 blah. So Jennifer used LaRon's phone to text Shannon the address of where to meet her at this vacant house that was for sale in downtown St. Petersburg. Once he pulled up on his scooter, he walked down an alleyway. So, Tamara, I'm going to paint this picture for you. Just
you're such a great painter, get by it the in way. Your head.
Because when I listen to, she's a YouTube, she has a podcast, but she does YouTube too. Like, she was telling it. And how she described it was not what I seen on, I think it's called Women Killers. But yeah, so like they went to the actual crime scene so you could like tell what you need to see. But basically, I'm going to paint this picture for you. So just envision, you're in Florida. There's houses everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You pull up. There's this house. It has a decent sized front yard.
Okay.
On both sides of the house. And on the back side of the house is a wooden fence.
Okay.
On, if you're looking straight at the house, straight on, mm-hmm. on the left side, between the wall of the house and the wooden fence, is just a little bitty concrete sidewalk.
Okay.
That sidewalk goes all the way down, turns to the back, and then at the backyard, it is literally the house, the sidewalk, and maybe another length of the sidewalk that is grass.
Okay.
And then it wraps back around, gets a little bit wider, and that's the driveway.
Wait a minute. How did they park then if it goes all the way around, but it's so skinny?
The right side of the house is wide enough to be like a one-car driveway.
So they just pull up on the right side. They don't go all the way correct. Around the house?
It's literally the right side is okay. the driveway. Then it's skinny sidewalk in the backyard with like no backyard whatsoever. And then skinny sidewalk to the left of the house.
Got it.
So now I'm going to tell you exactly what happened since I painted that lovely picture for you.
I think you kind of drew it.
Drew it.
Painting it is kind of a bit like expertise, and yours was great.
I crayoned it in, okay?
Okay, yes, it was crayoned in, not painted.
I don't think it was crayon look quality, though.
It was Crayola, the generic. So, no good crayon.
So Jennifer walked Shannon down the left side of the house, so the skinny sidewalk side, and she met LaRon and Lamont in the back corner. Jennifer continued walking around the house.
And she said, nothing to see here. I knew nothing.
And everything after this is kind of like completely like unclear exactly what happened. So what we do know is Jennifer took him around the back. Lamont and LaRon grabbed Shannon by his neck and started choking him. LaRon took out a gun, pointed it to Shannon, and Shannon was like a bulkier guy. He wasn't like huge and fat, but he was a football player. So he was like, oh, no, I'm not going to stand here.
And take it.
And so he fought back. Cops believe that Shannon was possibly winning this fight. And Lamont and LaRon wasn't expecting one guy to take on two guys, you know? So as Jennifer was walking around on the other side of the house, she heard a gunshot go off. And she took off running. And her house that they were living in was about 300 feet away. So when Jennifer Mee ran through the doors, Jennifer Sharon knew something was wrong. She explained that she was with the boys, they got in a fight with somebody, and she heard a gunshot and she took off running. She told Jennifer Sharon that she wasn't sure who or if anyone was injured. And about this time is when LaRon walked in with no shoes saying, "Lamont is shot. I believe he's dead." And this is where I'm going to leave you for a cliffhanger. We're going to do a commercial. Dun, dun, dun.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Gallery. Based out of New York, The Gallery is a collection of photographs from around the world. While we are unable to travel during the COVID, this is a great way to bring a piece of the world to you. All prints are made 100% recycled aluminum, giving your wall that gallery finish. Right now, The Gallery is offering our listeners 15% off of their purchase by using the code 15OFF. Go to thegallery.com, that is thegallery.com, so your wall will never be boring again.
So we are going to pick back up with Jennifer, LaRon, in just a minute. And we're going to go back to the vacant house, okay? So around 11 p.m., still on October 23rd, a nearby neighbor named Jason heard a commotion outside.
Wait a minute, it wasn't an L name?
No, no L
name. But it was another J name. There's Jennifer, Jennifer.
All these J's and L's.
And S.
So Jason went outside with a flashlight and was walking around, seeing if he could see anything because it was extremely dark outside. And all he seen was a figure laying down. He told his girlfriend that he believed a homeless man was sleeping in the backyard of the vacant house. His girlfriend told him, just call the non-emergency number just to have the cops do a double check and just to make sure the homeless man's okay. When cops pulled up, Jason realized that more than likely it was not just a homeless man sleeping like he thought. Something else was going on. Cops found a lifeless body laying on the ground with four bullet wounds, and then a pair of tennis shoes, a flip-flop, and a gun laying next to the body.
Oh.
Are you curious of who it was? Because we have two individuals that did not make it back to the apartment.
Wait, so that was Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
And Lamont?
Mm-hmm.
I got the two right?
Mm-hmm. She's paying attention, you guys.
Surprise! Lucky guess.
So, back at the house, LaRon is telling the girls everything he remembered. He said that he didn't think Shannon was going to put up a fight when he pulled out the gun. And he just started punching them and wrestled them down to the ground. And then, at some point, Shannon got the gun. And he wasn't sure exactly when the gun went off. During this, Lamont walked in the door. So could you imagine thinking your best friend and your boyfriend is dead, and then they just walk through the door?
Yeah, that'd be insane.
So this only means the person that was shot and killed was Shannon Griffin. Shannon was shot 3 times in the chest and once in the shoulder. Both Jennifers, Lamont, and LaRon fled across town to stay with one of Jennifer Sharon's friends. LaRon sent a text message, which I feel like is a dude, to a friend saying he killed someone and he needs to get the heck out of St. Pete ASAP.
Yeah, don't he know they're gonna be traced?
He didn't care, I guess.
Well, that was a sip taker.
So, meanwhile, cops are figuring out who Shannon was, trying to piece together why he was there, what he was doing at the vacant house. And cops started questioning Shannon's cousin. And his cousin explained that he was supposed to be meeting a girl around 10 p.m. that they met online and they were going out on a date. So cops pulled Shannon's phone records and it showed that LaRon was the one that last called Shannon. So like I mentioned before, Jennifer was using his phone, but cops were able to pull the address and they were for sure thinking it was just LaRon that was involved. This is where I'm like, who in the world? So, cops receive a tip from an unknown caller, or at least it's unknown to us, but they receive a tip from a caller, Tamara, saying, hey, two guys were involved in this shooting.
And he sent a text message.
No, and he said, and they're staying at my friend's house.
Close enough.
And I'm like, Jennifer C., did you rat them out? Because that was your friend's house. Just saying. Like, I would be like, hey, I don't want to be involved either. Get them away from me.
Well, if she don't want to be an ACC to a murder.
So, I mean, she's, don't know if it was her, but girl, don't blame me. But, so when cops first pulled up, they only think that LaRon is involved. They tell Jennifer and Lamont to go wait outside. LaRon was arrested with no issues, and during questioning, he told cops that Jennifer, me, and Shannon met on the Mecco. So here's where I have what Mecco is.
Mecco is brought to you by
a mobile social network site that has games, chats, instant messengers, and Facebook. Well,
no statuses, but Facebook in a different company.
Very close. It was launched in 2005 and is based on MySpace.
Close enough. That's when Facebook came out.
Yeah, but Facebook is kind of like different from MySpace. Did you ever have a MySpace? Were you old enough to have a MySpace?
Yes, and I had my top friends.
I didn't think he was old enough.
Yes, I was.
But according to Wicca, because, you know, Wicca knows everything.
Wikipedia.
The site is still up and active, so Tamara, if you need a Mocha account, you can go get you one and post you some pictures, play some games.
My internet isn't even working right now.
Well, when you get home, get you a Mocha account.
Can I pick my top friends? Maybe. And put a song on my profile, like MySpace?
Maybe. I miss that. But now cops are figuring out that Jennifer, Lamont, and LaRon were all involved during the murder in some way or another. And they charged all three with first degree murder. And each one had their own story to tell. And did you know that, and I find this very hard to believe in the state of Casey Anthony, that in Florida, if you rob somebody and that person dies in the event of the robbery, anybody involved, whether you're in the getaway car outside or you're in the store robbing the person, everybody gets charged with the same thing.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They should.
That's crazy in Florida that they do that. I'm like, y'all let Casey Anthony. So that's what's going on right here. So during the search, they didn't say whose this was, but they found bloody clothes in the sink that was soaking in bleach. They found Shannon's empty wallet in a vent. And then Shannon's ID had Jennifer's fingerprints on it. And they said that at the time he only had $65 in his wallet. And that was missing. After Jennifer was arrested.
Which Jennifer?
After Jennifer, me, was arrested, she made a phone call to her mother, and it was the biggest piece of evidence against her in court.
Did they not know how to cover it up?
No, well, and this was in the jail cell.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, in the jail cell, this was. So, hold on just a second, and I'm going to play this clip for you.
I have a phone call. recall from
Jennifer Me.
An inmate at Pinellas County Jail.
Hi, Mama.
Hello, Jennifer. What's going on?
I'm in jail.
Why are you in jail?
For murder in the first degree.
Who'd you kill?
I ain't killed nobody.
Well, then how are they charging me with murder?
Because I set everything up.
Who are you trying to kill, Jennifer? Nobody. It wasn't even supposed to happen like that, Mom.
Mom.
Girl.
Call you when I can because I gotta go.
Mommy, try to make visitation, please.
All right, Jennifer, I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
She set it up, but she didn't mean for it to end that way.
Yes, she set up the robbery. That's what she set up. She supposedly had no clue that they were going to actually kill him. And so when the prosecution side heard that, it was like, thank you, you made our case, because she's like, I set everything up. I set everything up. So her lawyer, John, took this case and he did it pro bono because he's like, oh, this is going to be a high profile case. It's going to help my career. She seems like a nice girl. And when she went to the prosecution, when he went to the prosecution side, Chris, he asked him for a plea deal. And Chris told John, don't come back to us with a plea deal unless it's something 25 years or more. And Jennifer and her mother were really hoping for at least 15 years or less. So they didn't agree to the plea deal because they thought the court would give her something less.
Yeah.
So during the trial in 2013, LaRon goes first. He was actually offered a plea deal for 40 years. He turned it down even after the judge told him it was not in his best interest. When they came back with his verdict, he was charged with life with no parole. Jennifer went up next. And Jennifer's lawyer was trying to convince the court that she was schizo, she had Tourette's, but after they checked her out, she was stable enough to go to court. Chris kept pushing that phone call, or she said, I set everything up. And he just pushed
Who kept pushing that?
Chris, the prosecution.
Okay. I was like, wait, why would a friend keep pushing that? Because then he was with them.
No, the prosecution. So he kept pushing. She said it to her mom. And he just kept saying it because that was the only thing they had that linked her to this.
She had my son.
Uh-huh. So the judge told the court that they had three options to charge Jennifer with. Jennifer could either be charged with first degree murder, which would come with life in prison with no possible parole. Second would be accessory after the fact, and that could hold up to a 30-year sentence. Or manslaughter, which could hold up to a 15-year sentence. 4 hours later, they came back guilty for first-degree murder. In December of 2015, it was Lamont's turn to go to court.
And he had 2 years later?
I don't know why. But the others, I just seen that they went in 2013. And his, I seen where it was December of 2015. But just like the other two, he got life in prison with no possible parole. Jennifer's lawyer has motioned for a second trial to get a lesser sentence, but it has been denied. John believes she has a less than 2% chance of getting out of prison. He believes that if she was not the hiccup girl and she wasn't quote-unquote famous, she wouldn't have got such a hard sentence.
I don't even know who the hiccup girl is for it to even matter in 2015.
But I just think it's crazy that you can be charged with a murder and you was not there. And you still get the same sentence.
Wait, there at all? Or
she was not there at all.
But she set it up. That's where she had
She set up a robbery.
Then she did it.
But it's just crazy. Insane.
Agreed. So, because I can't get my dum-dum of the day, are you ready for another riddle of the day?
Not really, because I'm not doing good at these. Oh my
gosh, you're the dum-dum of the day.
That is not nice.
I'm just kidding. But for real, let's see if you're 2 for 2 or if you are 1 for 2.
This line is going to make me smarter and more educated as I swirl it and sniff it.
All right, then. A man was found dead in his study. He was slumped over his desk, and a gun was in his hand. There was a cassette recorder on his desk. So we know this was no time recent.
Unless this is 13 Reasons Why. True. A Netflix original.
True.
When the you don't get it?
I get it, because they did the cassettes. You're not going to get this riddle if you keep interrupting me. Sorry. And I'm not going to repeat from the beginning, because this is your fault.
Man slumped over with a gun and a tape. Cassette player.
When the police entered the room and pressed play button on the tape recorder, they heard, "I can't go on. I have nothing to live for." Then a gunshot. How did the detectives immediately know that the man had been murdered and it wasn't a suicide? Tick tock.
If. And this is going to be wrong, because it always is wrong.
True that.
But in my detective days, when I wanted to be a detective, if I was Detective Leslie right now, I would say, which hand was his dominant hand?
Okay.
And then I would say he would use that hand to press the play button, and he would use that hand to shoot himself. So, if he had one on one side and one on the other, then he didn't shoot himself.
Ah.
That's what Detective Leslie would say.
You're wrong.
I just couldn't say I was right.
Oh, because if the police press play, then somebody had to rewind the cassette. So, obviously, the murderer rewind the cassette. Them to play it to hear.
Oh my god.
The story. The,
or unless he press play.
They let it heard play. The gunshot.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So that's why they ruled it.
The dub-dub
that's why they ruled it as a murder and not a suicide, because it was rewind. It was pretty wrong. Dum-dum of the day.
Thought it was pretty good.
Yours. We need the states of Colorado, Hawaii, Iowa, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, South Dakota, and Wyoming to hop on board of the Crumbs We're Into bandwagon.
So we can give away some of our lovely merch.
I think you should do these glasses too, because these are... awesome.
These are spiffy.
I like how you're showing the microphone.
This bottle of wine is really good. So, if you would like to get some of the Crimes We're Into merch, shout out to some people that live in those states. Tell them to listen to at least one episode so we can say we've
been listening to all. At least enough to count.
All the states. And then join our TCWI discussion group on Facebook to be entered in that drawing. We also have our cute little coasters that we are giving away on our discussion page. So find the post, tag 2 people. We did have a original post. It got deleted. I got your names down. Don't worry. Don't have to post the people again. But post, tag 2 people that you think are interested in those coasters. And we are pulling the winner for those on the 1st of October. So, we talked about our join our TCWI page.
Discussion board. We got a Pinterest.
We
got an Instagram.
We have Patreon. And for those that don't know what Patreon is, because I know I've heard a lot of people is like, what the heck is a Patreon? Patreon is a app that you download through your app store. It has bonus content that we put out. So we have
more of us than love.
More. We have our Missing Mondays. We have our mini crimes, and then we have our What the Documentary. We already have our first What the Documentary, which is Unsolved Mysteries, episode 2, 13 minutes. That was a struggle getting that out. And then we have Trial by Media coming up next. So check out those. With our Patreon, you get merch items, bonus goodness. And then you're helping support us to keep going and researching. And all right, Tamara.
See you later. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, if you like this even better, let us know and Leslie can get more Moscato for us each week.
Jennifer appeared on different TV shows such as The Today Show and other news channels.
Was that a hiccup?
I don't know what that was. It was like a... Who's Keith Urban? I know he's a country singer. Does he sing anything good? And Keith Urban, if you're listening to us, do not be offended. I don't listen to country. And I assume Tamara doesn't know what you...
My phone's not loading. I'm sure if I could look up... the songs, I would know. But right off, I don't know who sings what. I just know if I like the song or if I don't like the song, and that's it.
I feel you.
You did good. I'm proud of you.
We gonna mess it up, though. Especially with alcohol. So, Shannon. There I go. Shannon.
Shannon. You should have put Shannon beside all of the Shannons.
What did I watch? What was it called?
Today,
Women Killers?
Today, Junior.
I think it's called Women Killers.
Oh, wait, they wouldn't get that joke on here. Unless the commercial is brought to you. Sorry. It's hard for me not to just burst in with your corona cough.
Yeah. So negative. Both Jennifer Lamont, Laron, both Jennifers, Lamont and Lamont. Both?
Lamont and the two Jennifers.
The site.
Hello.
I need a refill. This site is
this still... site is brought to you by Moscato.
We're supposed to be doing good. Oh gosh.
Okay. We gotta finish this. You can't get to go.
I jipped me.
Don't spill it on your computer, because if you do, I'm not doing the story again.
Got that, like, raspy voice.
She got that Corona voice. And raspy. we ain't even on the voice call anymore.
Raspy.
A man was found dead in his study. He was slumped
Another
over.
Man dead.
Look. Your story, I gotta keep on...
Okay.
I gotta keep on similar, okay?
Bring this dead man in the study. Okay.
Oh, gosh. He was slumped over...
What the hell?
Are you gonna be able to edit this?
Yeah. I got this.
You ain't got these.
I know.
You got every single five wrong.
I know. I am not meant for riddles.
You want me to ask Mama? You want me to ask Mama both of these?
Yeah, you want to ask her?
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's finish this up first.
I guess you can edit all that out.
A little bit of it. So,
to hop on board of the true crimes we're into.
Tamara is choking on her wine right now.
I'm laughing. I'm just kidding.
It's like, how do we end this thing?
Choke and die. That's how you end it.
No, I don't want to die yet.
You sound like you would. You're like,
you caught the corona to me. Oh. You threw it to me.
Oh, Lord. Mm. All right.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Gallery. Based out of New York, The Gallery is a collection of photographers. The Gallery is a collection of... Dadgummit. All prints are made from 100% recycled aluminum and giving... Did I say that wrong? This is going to be a lot of editing. Gallery is often offering every single line.